We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Happy Tuesday, as Miss Jill Metter would always say. Just she's happy every day. Anyway, she and a bunch of other kids in Oklahoma are at the Oklahoma State FFA convention starting today, I believe. So anyway, good luck up there, and lots of awards are going to be given out up there in the next few days. So be careful up there, and just be good luck. I think they're at the Tulsa, at whatever center that is up there where they have the concerts. Anyway, got that going on. Temperatures 72 at Hollis, 70 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 72 at Arnett, home of the Miss Lori Campbell. 64 at Helena, 64 at the May Ranch, and 70 degrees at Slapout. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, 70 at Lipscomb, Canadian 70, Miami 69, Wellington is 71, Childress is 71, Goodlett is 72, and Odell is 72. All right, and I'll have more on Texas coming up in the next segment and their weather. Today is the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour, and I'll be talking more about Stockman's and Dr. Mouse coming up here shortly. Anything crazy going on out there in the world right now? On you guys' end, the text line is wide open at 580-225-9697 if you got any questions. I won't lie to you, the ground's still a little cool, but I have a feeling it's going to be warming up from here on out. I did plant one row of tomatoes of the three rows I got. I think I planted 30 tomato plants last night. Got it planted. Sister, my dog, helped me. She was out there on guard duty. We live right there on the North Fork of the Red River. There's kind of been rumors going around that there's Bigfoot has been spotted somewhere along the river between Sayre and down towards Granite, so we don't take a chance. I had the guard out there, the guard dog out there guarding me, so we'll see what happens. I'd like to capture one of them and see what's happening there. If you guys, I've mentioned this a few times, I won't mention it again, but we are doing the show as podcasted now, so anytime you want to listen to it, you can find it on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, and Google. So we're doing that, which is great. I set up podcasts every day after the show. We are live on 100.1 KWFX and 96.5 KECO, live on Facebook, and we're also live on the website at KECOFM.com. So we got it all covered, so you never, never miss the show. Let's see what happened overnight. If I can find it, there it is, in the big ag world. Soybean futures surged in overnight trading after a government report yesterday showed an increase in the amount crushed in March. Processors crushed approximately 198 million bushels of soybean in March versus 177 million in February and 193 million same time last year, according to the USDA. The amount of oil produced rose 12% month over month and gained 3% from March of 2022. Planting in the U.S. rolled on last week as 19% of the soybean crop was in the ground as of Sunday, and that's up from 9% a week earlier in the prior year, five-year average of 11%. Analysts polled by Rutgers was expecting 17% to be planted. About 26% of the U.S. corn crop was planted at the start of the week, up from 14% a week earlier and on par with the average for this time of the year. The trade was expecting 27% to be in the ground. 6% of the crop has emerged. Spring wheat planting was 12% finished, up from 5% last week and well behind the average of 22%. Winter wheat conditions improved with 28% now in good or excellent condition, up from 26% last week. A quarter of the crop, or a week earlier, let me rephrase that, not last week, but a quarter of the crop was headed as of Sunday, up from 18% a week earlier and ahead of the prior five-year average of 23%. Soybean futures for July delivery jumped 11¾ cents to $14.39¼ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $3.20 to $4.36.80 a short ton, while soybean oil added 0.49 cents to $51.81 a pound. Corn futures for July delivery was up 2¼ to $5.86¾ a bushel. Wheat for July delivery gained 2¼ cents to $6.20½ a bushel in Chicago, while Kansas City futures added 3 cents to $7.60¼ a bushel. Weekly inspections of corn and beans also for export was on the rise. The government inspected 1.52 million metric tons of corn for overseas delivery in the 7 days it ended on April 27th, up from 938,000 bushels the previous week. Last week's total was still down from the 1.7 million tons assessed during the same week last year. Soybean assessments last week was reported at 401,976 metric tons. That's up from 377,000 tons the previous week. Wheat inspections was falling to 358,000 metric tons last week from 363,000 tons metric tons. The agency expected 392,443 tons of wheat for overseas delivery during the same week a year earlier. Since the start of the marketing year, last September, the USDA has inspected 23.9 million metric tons of corn for export. That's down 36 million metric tons from a year ago. Soybeans, 47.5 million metric tons. That's up modestly from 47.3 a year ago. Examination for wheat for offshore delivery since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st of last year are now at 18.2 million metric tons versus 18.8 million tons same time last year. Weather-wise, in our farm belt, red flag warnings will take effect this afternoon in parts of northern Iowa and almost the entire state of Minnesota. Winds will be sustained in Iowa from 20 to 25 with gusts near 40 miles an hour. Humidity will be as low as 20%. In Minnesota, winds will be gusting up to 30 miles an hour, but the humidity will fall down to 15%. The red flag warning and indicator extremely dry weather will be in effect until 8 o'clock tonight up there. Outdoor burning should be avoided today. And anyway, so they're expecting blowing dirt up there. All's quiet down here in our part of the world. Let's see here. As temperatures increase and our drought continues, remember to keep an eye on your pets and livestock as ticks are thriving. Ticks carry diseases for our pets and rob our livestock of production and weight gains. Contact us for easy treatment and prevention programs for all species. With spring calving winding down, it's time to plan spring calf working and a vaccination program for your cow herds. Call us and we can work together on a program and schedule that will fit your needs and production schedule. Also providing a full line of equine services, including vaccines and dental. Remember that good, clean water is the most important nutrient for all of our pets and livestock. Please check your water sources regularly. Proudly serving all of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, providing a full service to all species in a complete mixed animal practice, call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after hours emergency service at Stockman's Veterinary Clinic right here in Elk City on South Main. Dr. Mouse, she does a good job and she does really care. And I think probably I might have helped cause this new schedule she's got reading here, because my dog had cattle ticks in her ear. And that's the first time I've ever had those cow ticks in any of my dogs. And because I kept looking in there and she kept scratching, and I don't see no big, plump, bloody tick down in there. All I seen is these spider-looking things, and sure enough, they were cow ticks. So anyway, you guys check your dogs, see if they're scratching, any of that, or your cows got limpy ears, or calves both got limpy ears, and see what, check on your cattle, horses, everything regular. It's that time of the year. And I have noticed, and I think I still got their number right here. Let me see if I still do here. A lot of honeybees have come out in the since the rain, especially in the last 3 or 4 days since it's really warmed up. But please, please don't kill the honeybees. I don't know what I did with that number. It's around here somewhere. But leave the honeybees alone. Leave the bees alone. They're just traveling, and they're looking for a permanent home for the summer. So they might be in your tree one day or on the side of one of your fuse boxes or something. But just leave them alone. If you want to get rid of them, there's people to call. And I'll see during this Stockman's Vet break if I can find that number for you guys, if you got some traveling beehive that you would like to have removed. Well, let's take this Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Mickey asked the questions. He wanted to make sure things were properly insured as far as values, not to be too high necessarily. You know, a lot of people are probably going to try to get them on up there where the premium's higher, and Mickey wasn't that way. He wanted real values, didn't want me paying any more premium than I needed to pay, but wanted me properly insured. If you start missing things by $1,000 or $10,000, that adds up in a hurry. Either you'll be underinsured and you'll be disappointed, or you're going to be overinsured and paying too much premium anyways. And Mickey made it a point that we nailed it on the head on every little last piece that I had. He took the time to do that. He made sure it was right. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Dagnabbit. Where's the plumber when you need one?
In Elk City, that's where Klein Mechanical's ready to tackle those messy jobs we all try to avoid. They're also trying to hire an experienced journeyman plumber or apprentice plumber with experience in residential, commercial, and utility work. The pay is competitive along with a generous benefits package. To apply, go by the Klein Mechanical office at 101 Stout Drive in Elk City or give them a call at 225-1242. That's 225-1242.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, I just got a text message from my beautiful co-host, Miss Jill Matter. She is sent a picture of her in her FFA jacket at the state convention. So all is underway up there. And I even have some more news for you coming up probably Thursday from the convention, what happened at the convention. All is good there. Let's check out what's happening in West Texas, or the West Texas Mesonet for the Texas Panhandle. Let's go with Childress today. How about that? Maybe if it'll come up. There it is. 71 degrees at Childress. Humidity is 40%. Dew point's 46. The winds are out of the east at 10 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 18. Peak wind gust so far today was 21 miles an hour. The month-to-date precipitation, 0 so far this month. Red flag minutes today, none. Sub-freezing minutes today, none. 8-inch soil temperature at Childress, Texas, is 63 degrees. I had a text message come in on the text line asking about the firebrands in any of the counties. As of right now, I just got through checking the fireband map from the Oklahoma Forestry Department. And there's only one county in Oklahoma that's under a fire ban that I know of, burn ban, is Texas, up in the right in the middle of the Oklahoma Panhandle. That is the only thing that's going on in Oklahoma as far as that's concerned. Okay, let's do an update on current grains real quick on some of them, and then we'll get into our livestock. Got my report from Mr. Brandon Hickey last night, so we'll see what's happening. Corn for May, 641. July is 581. Soybeans for May, 1447. July is 1415. Soybean meal for May, 431.50 a short ton. July is 429.10, and August is 423.50. Soybean oil for May, 5188. July is 5187. Hard red winter wheat was up earlier this morning, and it's going backwards again. May is 784, July is 743. Oats for May, 297. I was wondering when they was going to get below $3, and they got her today. July is 304, and cotton is both July and October up a little bit, both of them around 81 to 82 cents a pound. Okay, let me bring this up from Brandon real quick. There we go. Okay, at Elk City, briefly we'll go over that. They only sold 543 head there Friday. From Raiden, they had 468 pound cutter bulls, 247, and then we got some from Mangum weighing 513 steers, brought 245. Some 600 pounders out of Briscoe, 228. Some 700 pounders out of Lone Wolf, 204 on the heifer side. Not too bad. Heifers are hanging in there pretty stout. Mangum, both Mangum deals here, 498 and 492 average, brought 230. Some 500 pounders brought 226. Some 600 pounders brought 200 even. 700 pounders, 180. And looking pretty good. Bred cows were bringing anywhere from 900 to 1535. Pairs were bringing 1350 to 2400. Butcher cows up to 9850 per hundred weight, and butcher bulls up to 126. Clinton yesterday, they had almost 1500 head, 1458 head. Let's go do some 400 weights, 271. Some 5 weights were bringing up to 236. Some 6 weights were bringing up to 227. Some 7 weights were looks like topped out. 705s there for 219 out of Gary. Big group come out of Clarendon. They weighed 812, brought 203. And then we had a nice group out of Dotson, 848, 194. And out of Clinton, potload there, 954 weights, 186. On the heifers, the four weights were bringing up to 235. The five weights were bringing up to 223. Six-weight heifers, high in there, looks like it was 208. And then seven weights up to $1.93. And some eight weights brought $1.75. And did they have any cows? Yeah, they had some slaughter cows up to $1.04. And butcher bulls up to $1. What was that? I missed it. Get back here. Butcher up to $1.28. There you go. Still pretty stout out there. But according to this, live cattle, June 162.97. It's all the cattle and all the livestock are in the red today. August 160.92. October 165.32. And December 169.75. See what the feeder cattle are doing here. If it'll click on it, there we go. May feeders 206.50, August 226.85, September 229, October 231.40, and November feeders at 231.75. All down about a little over three today. Everything in the feeder deals down three today. I don't know what's causing that, but we'll see what happens. Okay, what we got here? I got a deal from Dr. Peel that I wanted to go over with you guys, if I can find it. There we are. This is from Dr. Darrell Peel, Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist. The latest Livestock, Poultry, World's Market and Trade Report issued by the USDA Foreign Agriculture Service in April provides updates and forecasts of beef, pork, and chicken meat production, consumption, exports, and imports for the major countries in each market. Global beef production is projected to increase slightly in 2023 with decreased production in the U.S., the largest beef producing country, but continued growth in the beef production in Brazil, the number two beef producer, as well as number three, China. Beef production is projected to be steady to slightly lower in the EU, which is the European Union, the number four beef producer, along with India, that's the number five producer, Argentina, number six, and Canada, that's number nine. Increases are also forecast for Mexico, number seven in the world, and Australia, number eight. Total beef consumption is forecast to decrease in the U.S., the largest beef consuming nation. China, Hong Kong is the second largest beef consuming region with continued growth in beef consumption projected in 2023. Brazil and the EU are the third and fourth largest beef consuming countries, both expected to have a slight growth in beef consumption this year. They're consuming a lot of things in this paragraph. The top four beef consuming nations are projected to account for 65% of global beef consumption. India is the number five beef consuming country, followed by Argentina and Mexico. Total beef exports are projected to increase just slightly in 23. Brazil is the largest beef exporting country, with exports forecast to increase slightly in 2023. U.S. beef exports are expected to decrease slightly with declining beef production, dropping the U.S. from second to third place as a beef exporting country behind India. Australia continues to recover and rebuild its beef industry, with beef exports increasing and putting Australia just behind the U.S. as the number four beef exporter. These top four beef exporting countries account for 61% of global beef exports. Behind the top four beef exporters, the next tier of beef exporting countries include Argentina, New Zealand, the EU, Canada, Uruguay, Paraguay, and Mexico. The combined China-Hong Kong market is by far the largest beef importing region in the recent years, with total imports more than doubled the beef imports into the U.S., the second largest beef importing country. These top two markets account for 51% of global beef imports. There you have it from Dr. Peel. A lot of consumption, consuming, and exporting and importing going on in that deal from Dr. Peel. Let's take a Stockman's Veterinary Clinic break. When I come back, we'll talk a little bit about farming.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. So the other side of our business is we fuel fracks. We have an automated system that we fuel fracks. We go through so much volume of diesel that we get a good price on it. It's just like anything. The more you buy, the cheaper the price. So we buy so much volume that we get a better price, and we're allowed to move that over to the ranchers and farmers. Our whole thought process was, you know, we're making money with this. Let's start fueling some farmers and move that price break over to them. Yes, price is the first thing, but reliability, knowing that when you call and ask someone to show up, they show up, do what they say. I really am prideful about doing what I say. I want to always be there. I want people to call me and know that I'm going to show up and do what I say.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stockers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Jimmy Clark does not own a stove, oven, or a microwave because revenge is a dish best served cold. Drew Cobb here with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, April 28th. 543 head were sold, 10 head of steers at 468 brought 247, 6 at 497 brought 252, 12 at 533 brought 222, 8 at 543 brought 233, at 555 brought 241, 4 at 616 brought 228, 7 at 766 brought 204, 3 head of heifers at 492 brought 230, 4 at 530 brought 219, 4 at 616 brought 200. 13 at 648 brought 180. 9 at 687 brought 191. 3 at 757 brought 180. 8 at 794 brought 175. Butcher cows were 20 to 98.50. Butcher bulls brought 68 to 126. Bred cows were 900 to 1535. Pairs brought 1350 to 2400. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call up old Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's a 580-497-6095. Yay, yay. And did you know Jimmy Clark can Papa Willie on a unicycle?
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
No, Jimmy Clark cannot Papa Willie on a unicycle. It ain't happening. All right, in northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas panhandle forecast here, I picked the big city of Beaver. Currently at Beaver, it's 70 degrees, dew point's 39, humidity's 32. No rain in the last 24 hours. The winds are out of the east at 16 miles an hour. Today, mostly sunny and 76 degrees. Tonight, you got a 30% chance of rain showers, 54 low. Tomorrow, 30% chance of storms, 78 degrees with the wind switching from the east and be coming out of south and southeast. Tomorrow night, cloudy, 56. Thursday, 84 degrees and a 30% chance of thunderstorms. Friday, sunny, warming up, 89 degrees. And Saturday, same thing, sunny and 89 degrees. That is your forecast for up there around Beaver, Oklahoma. All right, a couple announcements to make to you from the OSU. Coming up this Thursday, May 4th at 6:30 p.m. at the Custer County Fairgrounds, join the Custer County Cattlemen's Association. A free dinner and presentation will be available there. And just updates and industry news going on. The OCA Executive Vice President, Michael Kelsey, will be there. It's our goal to implement a program that benefits, provides information, and brings cattle producers throughout the area together. So that is coming up. And really, they would like to, should have RSVP'd by yesterday, but you might give them a call there at the Custer County OSU Extension Office at 323-2291 and talk to Larry and see what's happening. And got all kinds of things going on over there this Thursday evening at 6:30. All right, I'm going to try to figure out how to get to this one. The Ouachita County OSU Wheat Field Tour will be going on Friday, May 5th at 10 a.m. at the Music Farms in Sentinel, Oklahoma. The plot is located approximately 3.5 miles west of Sentinel off of 55 Highway on the Music Farms. We will be looking at varieties that were sown last fall and discussing drought-tolerant varieties. Please call the Ouachita County Extension Office with any questions at 580-832-3353. And I think, if I remember right, Tracy texted me yesterday. Let me see, or messaged me. Let me back up here a little bit. Tracy, yeah, here we go. Yes, our wheat field day is this Friday at 10 o'clock, 3.5 miles west of Sentinel, and they will be serving hamburgers at their shop following the wheat tour. So there you go. They will have some hamburgers out there. So anyway, that's coming up. That one's coming up Friday at 10 a.m. and the Oklahoma Cattlemen's is going having their deal there at the Custer County Fairgrounds at 6:30 for a free dinner presentation. Join the Custer County Cattlemen's Association going on there. How about that? Okay, let's see here. Let's move on here. What did I want to do? Okay, we'll talk a little bit about corn and Milo here. AgWeb had an interesting story the other day because we, you know, 2-3 weeks ago, we got into some really warm weather. The ground warmed up, 68, 69, 70 degrees, and now it's not so warm. Just chilling sounds fun, but it's hard on seed corn along with Milo. Seed corn genetics are better than ever today, but even science has not outwitted old Mother Nature. In a fit of fury, she can deliver her wrath on a field of seed corn planted too soon and make you utter the five words that every farmer hates to say: I wish I would have waited. What happens is easily explained and often easily ignored in the rush to plant. Seed corn is very sensitive to soil and soil water temperatures that are below 50 degrees at planting and during the first 48 hours afterwards. And I'm just going over there. I know your corn should already be planted, but this goes along with Milo also. He says soil water temperatures above 50 degrees give seed cell membranes elasticity, allowing them to stretch and expand appropriately as they take on moisture. The opposite extreme occurs when temperatures are below 50 degrees. Cold seed cells have little elasticity, and so as they take on moisture, instead of swelling, they tear. This is what we call seed chilling, and it can take 7 to 10% out of your corn stand. That sick feeling in your stomach, seed chilling can be a big deal because you're now likely to have some damaged seed corn sitting out there in the field, says Greg Kroger, University of Nebraska Extension Cropping Systems Specialist. In the plant, chilling may somewhat disrupt the embryo conversion to energy, but mostly it results in leakage of cell solutes and sugars. This in turn might likely reduce the growth rate and interfere with normal regulation and growth of emerging seedling. He says the signs of seed chilling shows up in different ways. Sometimes the seed does not fire at all. Sometimes it'll throw a root but no shoots. Sometimes it'll throw a shoot but no roots. The most common form of chilling farmers see is corkscrewing and the spike that doesn't reach the surface. While the seed chilling can happen at 50 degrees or at a lesser temperature, the risk decreases significantly above that temperature. Temperatures can drop into the 40s, but all that happens is the plant is going to be slower to emerge. The lower the plant spins in the longer the plant spins in the ground, of course, the higher the risk of seedling diseases and insect damage. Go get a shovel. Seed chilling is not something you can observe driving by in your pickup or just walking out into the field. You have to dig up some of the seed corn and actually eyeball it. The most common symptom of chilling damage is often simply swollen seed with little to no evidence of sustained germination progress. If swollen kernels of seed corn are what you find, all you can do now is wait and see how they emerge and then do stand counts to determine next steps. First of all, if you haven't started planting corn or milo, or even if you're in the process, he says to do the following thing before taking off in the field. Check the average soil temperature for the last 7 days. Check the air temperature predicted for your area in the next 48 hours after planting. Note the soil temperatures, particularly in wet soils, change more slowly than air temperatures. Test the soil temperatures in your field. Get a thermometer with a probe, for example. Meat thermometer that's kept for soil test. On that day you like to plant, he says, take a reading just after dawn. This is the coldest period of the 24-hour time frame to determine today's soil temperature. If the results of the test indicate tests are currently below 50 degrees and are expected to drop for much of the 48-hour period, consider delay in your planting. In other words, just don't do it. Save yourself from having uttered the dreaded words, I wish I would have waited. And there you have it. I don't think we should have a major issue around here. Matter of fact, let's see what the soil temperatures are. If I can find it. Forecast. Severe weather. Soils. Here we go. Soil temperatures. Let's see what the soil temperatures are running. 4-inch soil temperature in Oklahoma. 59 degrees at Eric, 55. Elk City's been the coolest soil temperature in the whole state for a month now, but it's 55 degrees here at Elk City. It's 62 at Arnett, 59 at Buffalo. So we're, 61, the warmest is right there in the southwestern Oklahoma, and actually over there by Bessie and Clinton, it's 62 degrees. Shouldn't have any problems with getting any crops up right now. There you go. Well, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Range Forecast. Today is Hay Day Tuesdays. I'll have some pricing for you on hay. It's one of the main questions everybody keeps asking me. What's hay prices going to do? What are they? I don't know what they're going to do. There's quite a bit of hay out there right now, but I don't think they made a ton of hay. And I've seen some Truticale wheat cross hay the other day for $150 a bale or $200 a ton. That's crazy. And I think rye is going for anywhere from $100 to $150 a bale or $150 a ton. I have no clue. I'm just what I've heard. That's all I've heard. I hadn't heard anything mixed. But I have your alfalfa and grass hay coming up, prices coming up for you right after this break. We'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Summit Utilities takes many steps to help ensure the safety of gas lines in your community and shares important tips like the following. A distinct odor similar to rotten eggs is added to natural gas. If you smell it, clear the area and immediately call Summit Utilities. Plus, always remember to call 811 before you dig or begin an outdoor project. Natural gas is one of the safest fuels. To find more tips, visit summitutilities.com/safety.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
A good afternoon and a yippee-ki-yay to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 1st. 1,458 head were sold, 8 head of steers at 267 brought 316, 17 at 629 brought 217, 5 at 702 brought 213, 4 at 765 brought 194, 43 at 819 brought 199, 64 at 848 brought 194, 48 at 954 brought 186, 5 head of heifers at 389 brought 242, 6 at 483 brought 235, 4 at 573 brought 222, 20 at 671 brought 203, 13 at 707 brought 193, 9 at 844 brought 175, 15 at 919 brought 172.50. Butcher cows were 45 to 104, butcher bulls brought 90 to 128. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call old Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's a 580-497-6095. And remember, y'all, your name ain't got to be Stewart to be a good Stewart.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I think Mr. Drew Cobb would make a heck of a rodeo clown. He's quite the funny guy. Anyway, all right, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. I picked the big city, the capital of Harmon County, Hollis, Oklahoma, for your forecast. 74 degrees, 44 dew point, 34 humidity. No rain in the last 24 hours. The wind's out of the southeast at 13 with wind gusts up to 18. Sunrise at 6:49, sunset at 8:24. Today, partly sunny, 79, 40% chance of thunderstorms tonight, 40% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, 79 for a high. Thursday, 50% chance of thunderstorms, 87 for a high. Friday, she's going to warm right up, 93 degrees, and the winds are going to be getting it out of the southwest and west. Friday night, clear, nice, 57 degrees. Saturday, you have a 20% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 92 degrees. That is your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Coming up this Saturday and Sunday here at Elk City, or the 6th and 7th, is that right? Did I get that right? It's my daughter's birthday this week. I got to be careful. Yes. Coming up, it's rodeo weekend. It's a roundup for Jesus at the Butler Brothers Arena here in Elk City. Free meal Saturday night, May 6th, 6 and under. Mutton busting contest, at 6 o'clock. Nightly big screen giveaways, nightly bicycle giveaways. Rodeos start at 7 o'clock. Great Plains Baptist Association. Contact them if you want to find out more about it at 580-243-9023. Or go to the website at I Pray Rodeo. IPRARODEO.com. I Pray Rodeo.com without the Y. How's that? Also, coming up this weekend, also at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., both days at the Clinton Roundup Club Arena in Clinton, Oklahoma, the Booger Brown Horsemanship and Cow Work Clinic. $400 to register, half down to hold your spot, $25 arena fee collected upon arrival. Register at boogerbrownalabama.com. You heard me right. Booger, B-O-O-G-E-R, Brown. You guys can spell it, and in the state of Alabama. BoogerBrownAlabama.com. Hook up and outside stalls available, $25 a night. For more information, call Mr. Travis at 405-361-3523. All kinds of things going on. Somebody said yesterday, I ran into him, said, "Hey, you had old Eddie Cape on there. He's good, man. He can tell some cowboy stories. He was a cowboy and truck driver and all this. When are you going to have a farmer on to tell his story?" Well, guess what? Cowboys have better stories than farmers. That's all I got to say. You don't see anybody out there making movies about farmers, but you always see them out there making movies about cowboys. So, anyway, I'm sorry. But tomorrow, things might change on the Today in Ag show. I got gentleman, I don't even know his name yet, but David Mesner, that lives here. He's a custom harvester that lives here in Elk City. His father-in-law will be here tomorrow for most of the show. He's from Germany. He speaks good English, I understand, which is great for Jimmy, and because German's the worst language that I'm good with. I can't pronounce half the thing. I can pronounce beer in German, but we won't go there today. But he's going to be coming on here. He has a farm over there. He farms over there in Germany, and he swine operation. So it's going to be a fun day on the show tomorrow. So we'll get to talk to him. Maybe David will text me his name in, and I can announce that. Sorry, I did my homework. I'm just not very good in most languages, including English. Especially language of German. You know, I got my own language, Jimbonics. That's my own language here. Okay, let's check out what the hay prices are doing. Let's go with alfalfa first. Premium alfalfa in California is going up to $4.20. Good alfalfa up to $4.10. And fair alfalfa, $2.55 to $3.00. How about that? Let's check our neighbor to the north in Kansas, $2.34 to $4.15, the $4.15 being delivered, $2.04 to $3.60 on good alfalfa, the $3.60 being delivered in Missouri. Neighbors to the east over here, $1.80 to $3.00 for premium. Good is $1.50 to $1.80. Fair is $1.25 to $1.50. New Mexico, our neighbors to the west, $2.80 to $3.60, both of those being delivered. Nothing available on the good part. In Oklahoma, nothing on premium, but there's good alfalfa delivered is going for $3.00 delivered. Now, this is just what's been reported. I don't know what it's really going for out there, but this is all I got to go for. And anyway, just had a text message in from Chance Vignall. He said he got to meet him yesterday, and he has a super strong German accent, but he's super nice. Met him yesterday. Awesome. Can't wait. 365 in Texas to 433, that 365 being delivered on premium. 320 to 365 on good, both of those being delivered. Grass hay. Let's check out. Who's the highest going right now? I'm going to say believe it or not, somebody I didn't expect, Pennsylvania has the highest, is the highest grass hay in the United States right now. It's reported. It's going for $380 a ton, and that is not delivered. California's at $340. This is all premium. Idaho's at $275. Iowa's anywhere from $205 to $235. Kansas is $160 to $225. Minnesota is $150 to $215. Missouri is $175. Montana's at $360. Oklahoma, Nebraska, nothing available. Oregon's $350 to $400. Pennsylvania's $300 to $380. South Dakota's $200. Texas is $240 to $410, with the $410 being delivered hay. Washington's at $325. So there is your Heyday Tuesday update on that. All right, we got one other thing I wanted to get in here. Yes, here we go. Cattlemen reiterate opposition to the Prime Act. You guys been listening about the Prime Act? The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is calling on lawmakers to oppose the Processing Revival and Intrastate Meat Exemption Act, better known as the Prime Act. The bill was reintroduced in the House this March by Representative Macy from Kentucky and Pingree from Democrat from Maryland, really? A companion bill was previously brought to the Senate by Senator King from Maine and Rand Paul from Kentucky. Something going on here. Under the current system, custom slaughter meats are exempt from federal inspection regulations if they are slaughtered for personal, household, or employee use. All other custom slaughter meats must be processed by the USDA, by a USDA inspected slaughterhouse. The Prime Act will allow states to permit the intrastate distribution of custom slaughter meat to consumers, restaurants, grocery stores, and other end users. Supporters of the bill say this would benefit meat producers, especially those located hours away from the nearest USDA-approved facility. A farmer in Maine shouldn't have to drive hours to get a USDA-inspected processing facility with other safe options when other safe options are available. The bipartisan Prime Act will make it easy for local farms to compete with big meat companies and make locally raised livestock processing more widely available. The bill will address the needs of communities in a way that supports them by allowing American farmers, family farms, to do what they do best, feed their neighbors. According to the NCBA, the Prime Act threatens food safety and consumer trust in beef because animals could be distributed across state lines without being inspected at a USDA-approved facility. Officials with the association are also concerned that the Prime Act does not have necessary paper trail requirements to trace and contain potential food safety concerns. The NCBA is in favor of reducing regulatory burdens, but not at the expense of food safety. Association President Todd Wilkerson says while the Prime Act is well intentioned, allowing uninspected beef to enter the retail market is very dangerous to consumers. There you go. That's an update on that. What do you guys think? Text line's wide open, 580-225-9697. You got an opinion on that? We got a couple minutes here. Here we go. This is a short one. The U.S. House Committee votes to reverse protections for endangered lesser prairie chicken. In a controversial move that would pave way for increased drilling in wildlife habitats, the U.S. House Committee on Natural Resources voted Thursday to use the Congressional Review Act to reverse the lesser prairie chicken listing under the Endangered Species Act, the first step towards stripping the species of federal protections. Native to the southern Great Plains, which includes West Texas and the Texas High Plain regions, the lesser prairie chicken has been listed as a threatened species since 2014. losing about 90% of its population since the 1960s due to habitat loss. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services listed the species under the ESA in November. So there you go. You guys have a great day. Join me tomorrow when I'll have a gentleman on here from Germany to talk farming and swine. It's going to be a fun day on the show tomorrow. We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.